And he was fantastic yesterday. 10 of 18, 28 points. An important note in the breakdown of yesterday's game. Zach LaVine had 37. Shot great from three. Him and Domas incredibly efficient with the ball in the basket yesterday. Zach, though, 21 shots, 11 of them threes. Didn't get one trip to the foul line.
Mm.
DeMar took 8 free throws. That's important because there are times where you just need a basket. And you've got to get it somehow. And sometimes, I mean, Harrison was the guy to do this in years prior. Sometimes it's just get to the foul line. DeMar is an expert at that. He is terrific at that.
Yeah. That's one of the things that I was looking forward to with him coming to the Kings was when you need to slow some things down, when you need to stop momentum from the other team, he has the ability to get to the line almost, it feels sometimes, at will, you know, whether it's with the fouling on the shot, on the jump shot, or, you know, getting to the bucket a little bit more and getting fouled there. So, yeah, that's, like you said, it was much needed last night because Monk went 6 times, I guess, but nobody else outside of that went to the line outside of DeMar DeRozan too much.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely need that. I got to give a big shout-out to DeMontis Sabonis. Played really well last night.
Yeah, he did.
Played really, really well last night. That follows up what he did against Charlotte. 15 shot attempts. That's the number that we're looking at a lot, mm-hmm. his aggressiveness. 11 of 15 from the field.
He had 16 on Friday, too.
Yeah.
DeMontis did.
Yeah, he's been doing his thing. That's the DeMontis that we need right now. I think in a perfect situation, he'd want to be a guy that takes a shot, that takes 8 or 9 shots a night. Mm-hmm. And I get that. I understand that's his game. But we need ultra-aggressive offensively DeMontis Sabonis.
Yeah.
7 turnovers last night. It was a little frustrating. I felt like I saw them all. You know what I mean? And I was frustrated every single time.
Well, it's averages. Because you know how many he had, because it stood out. You know how many he had Friday?
0?
0. None. The averages, baby.
And I felt like I was, because, you know, I was going back and forth the end of the Giants game and stuff like that. And I felt like I saw all 7 of the Domas turnovers. And I was like, the game's turning the ball over. But that was the only blemish on yesterday. 27, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. And just that aggressiveness on the offensive end. He was really good. Really, really good.
Yeah, terrific. Terrific a couple of days for DeMontis Sabonis. Terrific couple of days for Zach LaVine. We're harping on the 37. He scored 25 on Friday.
Yeah.
Scored 25 on Friday. DeMar
handle
scored
business, like you talked about.
Yeah, DeMar scored 20 something on Friday. And the our big three did what they had to do over the course of 2 games to get one. You had to beat Charlotte. You couldn't afford to lose that after what happened the game before. I think we were all pleasantly surprised that they were able to get Cleveland a second time, and now what can they do on the second night of a back-to-back, their final road game of the season tonight in Detroit?
It's a big one. It's a big one, man. And I hate to – you got to beat Washington. You have to. You have to. You have to beat Washington. So I'm not trying to play that game. But like we talked about – I forgot what the 2 games were. It was Chicago and Cleveland, I think. It's like you just thought you'd be 1-1 in those 2 games.
Yeah, right.
Unfortunately, you probably thought the same thing with this Wizards or 2-1, right? Like when looking at those games between the Wizards, Charlotte, and Cleveland, you thought you'd be 2-1. Like I said, I'm not trying to play that game, but it almost doesn't matter which ones you get. If that's what your thought was going into things, you got the 2-1, set you up for an opportunity to steal one in Detroit maybe and come back home winning 3 games in a row. So a great weekend for the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Was it as good, better, or not even close as good as to D'Lo's weekend?
Yeah, how was your dinner?
Well, 2 different questions. My weekend was fantastic.
Okay.
I had a great weekend. We did the kitchen, then we went to the Lodi Wine Festival.
Yeah.
That was funny. I'll get to that. The kitchen thing. So there's one element to this story that you're going to love.
Okay.
But here's the thing I keep hearing about the kitchen. This is a, I guess in its history, there have been two locations. This is the newer one. And there was like a kind of a, wasn't a secret one, but like it was their first location was kind of just one like that where you gain like it gained notoriety and it became a thing. And it's been this whole experience.
Is it like
Q?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, sure. And every person who we tell, like, so it was a fine experience. Mm-hmm. The food was terrific. Mm-hmm. I don't need to do it again. Like, I never need to do it again.
Why not?
It's not worth it. Mm. Again, it's really nice. The food is great. They bring it, but it's also like you're not ordering a steak. You're not ordering, you know, fried fish. They're bringing out little courses mm-hmm. throughout. You know, you get some oysters.
How many courses is it?
It's a lot, like 9 or something. Oh, wow. Like that. Jeez. But yeah, they're like bites though. You get like a one scallop. Right. With the you can even help make the scallop little thing, which I did. And it's like it's cool. But when you describe this experience to people who went to the first restaurant, they were like, oh, it used to be so different. Mm. And it's like, OK, again, it was nice. It was cool. I don't need to do it again. Mm. We didn't get a $300 bottle of wine.
Got a $400 bottle.
We didn't. But we ordered enough cocktails to where we might as well have. We decided to go the cocktail route. And again, the bar was terrific. The old fashioned was on point. Katie was ordering martinis. Like it was terrific.
Yeah.
But then like the bill came and I'm signing it and she sees it and gasps. I was like, no, don't worry. We already paid the first part. We're just paying for the drinks now.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Okay. So we get that taken care of. Again, it was fine. If you've never done it and you want to experience it, go do it. Like mm-hmm. it's cool. It's not something I ever have to go back and do again. Mm-hmm. All of the people who work there are wonderful. They were all very nice, very, very attentive. It's a beautiful place. Like it's cool. And the best part, and you're there for hours. Like it's not.
We're talking about 3 hours.
We were there.
Is it like a baseball
four.
Game.
Four.
Oh, extra inning game.
Yeah, like because our reservation was 6:30. You know, we got there. We sat down. They brought a few things out for us, and they just constantly bring you food. Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Okay, we're gonna get started in about 45 minutes."
Wait, what?
Started with what? Like, okay. And there's like a show where, you know, the guy, hey, this is the Friday night crowd. And, you know, he's doing the whole thing. So, yeah, I think we wound up leaving. It was like 10:30. So we walk out. This is the part that you'll love. Wait. Hey, car's here. Let's go. We walk
car
out.
Service. Damn. All right.
Yeah, bro, it's an Uber.
No, car service.
I never had a car service walking out of Outback Steakhouse. I'll tell you that much.
We walk out. Baby! Points. And what's off over there in the distance?
Oh, boy.
The bean.
Oh, come on, man. It's never leaving. It can never leave.
She had never seen the bean before.
Really?
Nope.
Wow.
The happiness in Katie's face to see the bean in person for the very first time. Now, mind you, I have lived through that Christmas Wizards disappointment where the entire family looks up and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
We've been to multiple games together. We went to that Clippers game where they couldn't hit a three to save their life.
Yeah, that was nasty.
We went to the Magic game.
Yeah, that was nasty.
With Emma, with her oldest daughter and boyfriend. Yeah, okay. So just all, like Emma and Sam, her daughter and boyfriend, drove from Davis in hopes of seeing the beam. Nope. The disappointment you feel when someone who doesn't get to regularly go to these games mm-hmm. wants to see that beam in person and can't. I can tell you after 4 hours and God knows how much money later, the last thing I was thinking about was the Kings won today.
Yeah.
we're on Broadway, and it was, I took a picture of it. It was posted on our,
I remember seeing that. Yeah. I remember it. So that's what I was about to ask you too. Where is the kitchen? Cause that would look like a clear shot. Like
that, that was on, it's on Broadway.
Oh yeah. So yeah.
Yeah. It, again, nothing I thought about. So it, there is something magical about that bean because she saw it. $800 later, we're of dinner and drinks later, all gone. We could have had McDonald's and been fine.
It's like a kid.
Saw the beam, was as happy as can be. Start the drive home. Come around, get on 80. Baby, look, look. It's right there off to the side of us.
Yeah.
That goddamn beam, man.
It can't ever leave.
That beam.
It can never leave.
They were
leave.
Trying to destroy it last week.
I was trying to destroy it because of the sadness it invoked, because I had never seen the happiness that someone experiences when they see it for the first time.
Yeah.
And now I've seen it, and now the beam can go nowhere.
Yeah, I'm happy when I see it for the 60th time.
No, that's true, too.
This is phenomenal. And tonight is one of those nights. Tonight is one of those nights. I think this is the last opportunity that we get to see the beam during an A's. Well, maybe it's not, actually. During an A's home game. Hopefully it's not, right? Like, hopefully you have a few more opportunities.
Yeah, yeah.
But regular season-wise, this is the last time where, oh, here we are at Sutter Health Park. Ben Ross is done crapping on this place. Let me tell you about what we see in the distance. We see. See, look at the beam right there. Yeah. This is the last opportunity for that to happen in real time. Because Wednesday, the Tower Bridge doubleheader that people hate so much.
Yeah, they're really upset about
that.
That
is a day game for the A's.
Well, it's a better experience than what I spent much more
than that. But the experience, right?
Oh, it was like, nice. Yeah, it was nice.
If you have the means. And not many of us have the means like D-Lo, so I don't know if we're ever going to get the experience.
Yeah, I haven't reached the point in life where I get to pay for experience. We got to eat today, brother. I need these leftovers too, actually.
But I would love to have the experience.
The Lodi Wine Festival was terrific, too. We did that on Saturday.
This good was good weather and everything.
Drive to Lodi. Yep, misjudge that.
When you say
it
that,
was
it's always,
warm.
It's always funny.
It's
like when you say a long drive to Lodi. I'm like, no, it's not.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, right. Of course. Yeah, for you.
But I forget. Like,
that was hella far for
that's
us.
That's an hour. That's an hour.
It's man, probably... that was the because of the never-ending traffic on 65, I think it took, and there was an accident that wasn't even on our side. Everyone was just looking at it. I think it was like an hour, 20 minutes.
Wow.
The drive home
at,
6 o'clock on Saturday,
still
5
like
o'clock.
45 Chris, minutes.
It was an hour. It was about, I think the when we got in the car, it said 58 minutes or whatever.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it looked dope.
No, it was great. We had a funny social media moment where we were working on this reel, and we had posted pictures at the kitchen and whatever. We had posted pictures of at the wine festival. We were working at the wine festival. Mm-hmm. But that reel sparked a lot of questions. I'll tell you about it. It was funny. I thought it was funny. We'll come back. She wasn't ready for it. Like, she was completely shocked
ready.
By it. Hard launch. It's the term I kept hearing. It's a hard launch. Epic collapse or epic comeback?
I mean, it was funny, but we just, hard launch. We just, it's good.
I'm not going to lie. Like, there was a lot of things we played through. So we'll just leave it be, and we'll resume the game when we get back.
Oh, don't act like you changing the officiating
I'm
for
gonna
me.
I'm going to call a timeout so, so they can maybe see, hey, do you want to review that?
All right.
Hey.
No, that's fine.
Hey,
no,
I
go
learned
ahead.
From the Cavs.
Go ahead, Courtney Kirkland. Go review it. We'll be back. All right, 916-909-1320, Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. You said Joe. I already forgot. You said it like 2 seconds ago. Joe wanted to talk Kings. Joe, what's up, man?
What's up, KC and D-Lo?
What's going on, Joe?
What's going on, McDawg?
Hey, KC.
Yes, sir.
You know my buddy Frank, man. He does dialysis. He called you, man. Hey, I had a great prop bet this morning, but James and Kyle didn't let me on the air. I had Judge, base hit, RBI. Just picked it up. Had a winner.
There you go.
Judge is paying off this year.
He is, man. He's the positive Tyrese.
Yeah, then I called Mr. Ham on Friday and told him he was all panicking. The Kings. I told him, hey, Here's how it's going to go, Mr. Ham. The Mavs are going to lose 2 to the Clippers. Kings are winning Friday and Sunday, and they thought I was crazy.
You know what? Well, I remember hearing that, Joe. I remember hearing that.
To be fair, Joe, I might have thought you were too.
Well, this is because this is our guy, Joe, who fooled Spurs reporter. So, yeah, Joe, good weekend, big dog.
Spurs reporter is still trying to get a hold of our boss.
I couldn't imagine being a grown person. Like, I need to talk to your manager.
I demand to speak to a manager because you were mean to me on social media.
How embarrassing. How embarrassing.
Like, what do you expect to happen at that point? Like, yeah, you talked to Charlie, now what?
Charlie would walk in like, you won't believe this jackass called me.
Nobody cares.
You could call Aaron Miller and Miller would be like, you won't believe this jackass that called me.
What is your actual name, by the way?
Spurs reporter.
So now Joe brings up a good point, though, because Aaron Judge, you put Aaron Judge in his lineup, mm-hmm. won a couple dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You could do the same.
Mm-hmm.
Prize Picks got you covered. And there's a lot going on with Prize Picks right now. We talk about it from time to time. I won a couple dollars on it last week. Taco Tuesday is tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
You know what I mean? I had John Moran on that Taco Tuesday last week. Easy work. Flex Friday. I know Katrina is really big on the yep. Flex Friday.
Yep.
That's still there. And then, obviously, you just got a number of different games. The Masters. You know what? I think I'm gonna put
what?
Somebody. Yeah, the Masters, mm-hmm. the golf tournament.
Yep.
The golf.
No, I got you. The golf tournament.
I think I'm gonna have somebody in my lineup for the 2025 Masters. I think should I put Ernie Els in there?
Really?
Ernie Els. Should I?
He's the, are you just saying
Greg
names?
Norman? Greg Norman. Nope. That's who I should put.
No. No.
Arnold Lee, Palmer.
No. Lee, you.
Put Greg Norman in my mask, you know, in the lineup for the Masters.
Why don't you just leave them? Why don't you? Boy, it is just odd hearing you.
Vijay Singh. Should I put
Vijay Singh? Vijay Singh.
Well, you can put Vijay in there.
I used to play with him in PGA Tour.
Shout out my boy Chichi Rodriguez. You know what I mean? I'll put him in there too.
I don't.
Sergio
I don't
Garcia,
think.
Another golfer.
Remember when he spit in the cup? In
Sergio did that?
Yeah.
They hated Sergio.
Yeah, because
Sergio had an attitude.
Yeah.
He was mad because he wasn't Tiger.
He was supposed to be next, and he wasn't next. I think Rory passed him up real quick. Rory McIlroy. Mm-hmm. No, he's going to be in the Masters. But yeah, you've got all of that. you got all
big
of
golf
that.
Show.
Ricky
Fowler as well, maybe.
Ricky Fowler.
Shout out to Alex Ovechkin, too, for.
Hey, he broke the record.
He broke the record.
Big ups to Ovi. Ovi, as they call him. Yeah man.
The great eight.
Yeah, the great eight. I saw his top 10 goals on SportsCenter on Friday. So, mm-hmm. yeah, but shout out to
Broken Alexander in the Boston. Same amount of games as Gretzky, too, by the way.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's kind of
that
wild.
That is amazing, man. But, yeah.
Does that make him the greatest?
No.
No, Gretzky's got every other record.
And, yeah, mm-hmm. and I think Gretzky's like, he's like Jerry Rice.
Yeah, that's
when
what it feels
to,
like.
When it comes to points, right?
Yeah.
Points is crazy.
Like yeah.
But, yeah, shout out to Ovechkin, it's true. But, yeah, you can have all that on your lineup.
You going to put some hockey in it too?
Yeah.
Do hockey and the Masters in one lineup.
Casey's Thursday, a big Macklin Celebrini guy.
On Thursday, yes, because that's the start of the Masters. On Thursday, yeah, Kings don't play either, for mm-hmm. sure. It's going to be 2025 Masters and NHL hockey for your boy. Hell, dying sport. Well, golf isn't dying.
Can we call it?
Let's just put baseball in there too.
Can we call it the White Party? KC's White Party on Thursday.
Yes. That's right. What we'll call Thursday is going down, man.
The White Party.
But tonight we got Bean Money. Lineup's not ready yet, but it will be ready soon because it's a 4 o'clock game. So I'll have that for you. But yeah, download the Prize Picks app.
Man.
What you see?
No, I don't. How would you even pick the Kings tonight? With everything we just talked about, with the way that the Big Three played, the way that they played collectively against Cleveland, knowing this is the second night of a back-to-back, knowing this is a, the final game of the road trip, knowing the minutes those guys played, mm-hmm. knowing it's a really good Detroit team, like how would you even?
So it was like a less game.
Man, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, let me.
But somebody's got to, like, they're not going to lose by 30 tonight, right?
DeMar scored 20 plus.
That's true. You never know.
Okay.
That feels all like right. The safest bet.
DeMar DeRozan, 22 and a half.
You mean the less on Sabonis combined, whatever it is?
Well, hold on. We'll get there. DeMar DeRozan, 22.5.
22.5.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go with the Jesse lineup today. I'm going with the Jesse lineup. I'm going to go more. Domantas Sabonis, 38 points, rebounds, and assists.
Is Jalen Duren playing today?
I don't know. I'm assuming. Yeah, he is.
I'll take the less.
I'm gonna go with the Jesse line. I'm putting less on that.
Wow.
Let's see.
Zach LaVine's at 20.5.
What shots are?
Damn. No points. Before you, Zach LaVine, demon money is 24.5. This is on the heels of 37 and what was the other one? 28?
Yeah.
I'd say less on that.
Well, you can't do less. That's the demon.
Yeah,
you just stay away.
I'd stay away from that.
Only less you can do is 20.5.
What about this demon for Zach LaVine? 3.5 three-pointers made.
Girl, you got to talk to Jesse.
I feel like he got all the shots up yesterday. As far as I'm concerned, he's taking 12 today.
So stay away from 3.5 three-pointers made.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Zach just ain't going to be on the board.
I'd say just take the less on that, too.
Jalen Duren, 13.5 points.
Sure, let's go more. I don't know.
Oh, Jesse might lose me money tonight.
Hey, there's no rhyme or reason to make it. More.
The Durham demon is 19.5.
That's a stay away. I don't think you'll have 19.5.
Scared money.
The reason why it's the demon is in 4 of his last 5 games, he has only gotten 16 points or
Well, who's locking up Jalen Duren, too?
I assume Keegan's out.
It's 6 dunks right there.
That's an assumption.
6 dunks and a free throw.
All right. Well, I've got B Money will be up soon. I've got it. It's the Jesse lineup.
B Money will be up soon. You over here reviewing my calls and you over here talking about
Go back and watch your segment, pal, and you'll realize.
Oh, just because I said the beam a couple of times, just because I said Katie's never seen the beam before, doesn't mean you got to throw a flag.
Download the Prize Picks app. Put the promo code KIFM in there and you get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, run your game.
It's looking kind of bad for our guy. He's not even sending like the copy at this point. Like, what is this?
Well, why should he?
This is emojis.
This wasn't even a game up until a couple of days ago. Y'all literally just took his gimmick. Kyle out here like fake Diesel and fake Razor.
Zabel's got the run your game yips.
The yips. He can't even type it in right.
Oh, man.
Just run your game, man. That's it.
The killer is he's tied for first place. Him and Kyle, they both got 2.
Tied for first place is ridiculous.
Come on, Zay. I believe in you, brother. I believe in you.
No, he called himself Zabo Herder.
Oh, man.
Zabon.
Oh,
Zabo ain't been the same since the 3-point contest.
Ever since I said, hey, maybe I'll open it up and have somebody else's run your game in there. He ain't been able to make a shot.
Hey, maybe we'll let Chris Duarte start this one time. Who knows?
Kyle Duarte.
Kyle Duarte can't even hit a 3.
Well, wait. In this scenario, doesn't that make you Mike Brown?
Oh, no. This show's got a shelf life.
Did you guys think through this analogy?
I'm here soon, man. Come on, man. It could get nasty for you.
I won't play for anyone else besides Kenny. I won't.
I'm going to be
Casey Brown. putting too much pressure on me, says Zabo.
I'm going to mess up telling a story, and Casey's going to call me out on it. He's going to be fired the next day. And then me and Jesse are going to have to come in here and pretend like it didn't happen. For 48 days or whatever, we got to come in here.
Pissed off at Aaron Miller because we didn't do a press conference over it.
And then James Hamm is going to be traded, and then we have to address it.
Yeah. Send me to San Antonio.
Damn shame.
Well, hopefully I still get paid.
Well, Mike's getting paid. Mike can go to the kitchen anytime he wants to.
I feel bad for him. He's still getting his millions.
Mike getting $30 million. That's crazy.
That's the dream.
And salute to him. I'm not saying bad, but that's a lot of money to like.
To
work. You almost didn't see any.
Mike worked 31 games for that money.
What is Monty Williams getting?
A lot more than
I'm
Mike.
Sure there's gonna be a lot. What more.
Was his
lot,
was
wasn't,
it, 60?
Wasn't it 12? Not like per?
Yeah, he was like 6 years, yeah. 12
yeah,
per at least.
It's like,
might have been 13.
Yeah, it was.
And he got fired after the
first year. Yep.
Wow.
I'm not gonna lie, I'd probably tank after the first year and just try to get him to fire me. Send me home with $100 million for
forget
5 years of my life.
Forget this playing nonsense. I'm a
it's the Pistons. I couldn't do it.
Coach.
Just fire me.
Well, the next guy did it.
Yeah, but they
the
forgot
Pistons
about me.
The Pistons are legit.
They are.
The Pistons are legit.
They are, man. Good team. Good ball club. Cade is I don't remember. Let me see their last game. Because I know Cade was out against – who did they play and he was out? Oklahoma City on Wednesday. So let me see if he's come back since then. Raptors, Grizzlies. Yeah, Cade is back. So I'm assuming.
Yeah, he's not even on the injury report. Yeah. Jalen is on. He's listed as questionable. Tobias Harris is listed as questionable. Yeah, those are the players of significance. Keegan's listed as questionable, by the way.
I think
he is not listed as out. He's listed as questionable.
I think I saw something James tweeted out that Keon Ellis is questionable.
That's correct. He has right hand soreness.
Tape it up.
Throw some ice on there.
Yeah, tape it up, big dog.
Can't be without both of them.
Right.
Yeah, can't be without both of them.
And LaRavia's still not playing, huh?
LaRavia has a brace on his hand. I don't know if you people caught that yesterday. They said, what'd they say? LaRavia was 7 to 10 days?
Yeah.
That man has a brace.
Murray LaRavia. All of a sudden, he's just out.
Doug Christie, he hurt. Not day to day. He's hurt.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, they do need.
They're going to need either
two,
Keon.
Like you said.
They're going to need one or the other.
And Keegan was back soreness, right? Back stiffness or something like that.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right, yeah. They need one of those guys out there, especially when you're talking about, you know, Tim Hardaway Jr., Asur Thompson, obviously Kay.
Tim Hardaway's had I noticed because I was looking at Prize Picks. Tim Hardaway's had a nice little stretch of like five games.
Yeah, I've always liked this game, man.
We need Pistons versus Pacers now that you mentioned Tim Hardaway.
Oh, I just thought about
it. Yeah.
What's the
likelihood? Is that the matchup right now?
It could happen. Right now the Pistons are 6. Like they got to get up to 5.
And
because the Pacers
are 4th, I believe. Like,
yeah,
there,
the Pacers aren't moving up.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
Pacers aren't moving down either.
Yeah,
so it's really it's really Detroit and
my boys need to just go ahead and tank a couple.
Who's your boys?
Jalen, the Knicks, man. Come on now.
All right, man.
Still doing that?
Take a couple and, you know, and let the Indiana get up there.
Well, no, you do.
Well,
the
Pistons are more likely to catch the Bucks than
we'll
all of that. That's
Bucks,
a game
Knicks,
difference.
True, yeah, true, Bucks, true, Knicks, true. And then boom, Pacers, Pistons.
You guys right.
Yeah, this is not the East is not like the West. Like, one is set. Two is basically set.
Well, look, the two, well, outside
well,
of
two me. Is definitely set. One is not, it's not officially set, but one and two are going to be what they are.
Outside of 1, 2, and 3, those won't change.
Yeah.
But they, you know how in the West, the back end of the playoff teams and the play-in bleed into each other, so they're close?
Yeah.
No, there's a distinct line.
Very distinct.
It's very close, 4 to 6, and then it's very close, 7 to 10.
Well-defined tiers here.
The Orlando, the 7-seed Orlando Magic have the same record as the Sacramento Kings.
Man. They got a chance.
And they are 5 games behind Detroit.
But
so Detroit and Milwaukee are really, that's really the only playoff position that can switch.
Yeah.
Detroit can move to 5 and Milwaukee can move to 6, but that's really it.
Play-in wise,
the play-in can move around.
Yeah.
Yeah, the play-in can definitely move around, and the way the West shakes out is going to change day to day. It is going to change every single day.
And there's not much going on tonight. I think there's only two games. It's Kings Pistons and then like
Heat, Heat Sixers.
You know, I wonder, just because of how bad it's gone, like they're three back. Well, I guess they're only 2.5 back. Yeah, they're 2.5 back from Dallas. Does KD just go, I'm out.
Not if there's still something to play for, I think. KD seems
there's
like
barely something to play for right now. Like they're hanging by a string.
Right.
KD's not back is the point. Like it's not like
if he was coming back Tuesday, then all right, maybe I don't think he's coming back Tuesday.
Like if KD is targeting Sunday at the Golden One Center, you probably are eliminated by that.
I'll say if he felt 100% and there was still something to play for, I think he would, but I don't think he's gonna force it at 75 or anything like that.
Right. I agree with that. I agree with that.
Just, I guess just as we were talking about it, the Kings sent out an update on Jake LaRavia. Jake LaRavia is progressing through the return to play process after being diagnosed with a hurt thumb. I'm not trying to read that. LaRavia has been cleared for light on-court workouts and medical updates will be provided as appropriate. He's not, it doesn't, light on-court workouts, he's not close to returning. The man had a brace on yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
Well, shout out to the Kings for listening and getting this sent out to everybody.
They've been known to listen.
Literally, as we were.
D'Lo and KC putting things in motion again.
D'Lo and KC were talking about Jake LaRavia. Hey, did we send out that update? No? Oh, let's get that out there.
It's right there in the drafts.
Send this out to everybody. Send this to James Hamm and Sean Cunningham. are we back to using new graphics? I'm looking at this one of Zach LaVine. It was
they're
like,
all
oh,
new.
The
yeah,
won.
They're all new. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got new hashtag new graphics season.
Zach LaVine, he got the cover, the SI cover after that game.
Oh, it's more like a game day cover.
Game day cover. Good call. See what happens, man. Let's see what happens. I'm anxious. Well, before, never mind. I won't even say no more. But Kings Pistons 4:00 start. Right when we get done on ESPN 1320, it's game time.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to go.
Yeah.
Once again, your de facto pregame show for the Kings game today.
Phoenix got Golden State tomorrow.
Golden State kind of got handled by the Rockets last night.
Man, I'm a boy.
And they got
they
chippy.
Did. Yeah, they did. That was that. How many? Drew down. How many was it? I think they had won five straight, four straight up until that point.
I was watching the game from the little bar and lounge on Friday. I was like, damn, the Warriors really might. They really might be able to make a move because they handled Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Steph was going crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dang, they might really be able to make a move. And I'm not just because they lost the game. I'm not gonna switch up and think they're like no good anymore. But
well, I think they believe it too.
Yeah,
it's not just a matter. Yeah, oh yeah, we're playing right. Good ball. Like Steph acknowledged, right. Like we're playing like high level basketball right now.
Are we selling Houston short?
Yes.
I'm not selling them short. I'm just not buying. Like selling them short is what like as a contender.
They could win a couple series.
Sure.
They would.
I don't think they can represent the West.
No, I wouldn't predict that either.
I'd be a little surprised if they were in the conference finals.
Are we sure they can't represent the West? I mean, they've been kind of maintaining
it.
Right now they would play Memphis or Minnesota in the first round.
It can get either team, but the same way we really probably Memphis or Minnesota could get them as well though.
Memphis or Minnesota.
Next one would be the Lakers or the Warriors or you know, one of those type of teams.
I don't like them in either one of those.
They've, I mean, it's pre-Jimmy. I think they're like, they might be 2-2 because I remember they lost the game to Golden State. They're like either 2-1 or I could find out. They've played well against the Warriors this year, though. But once again, a lot of those were pre-Jimmy. So, but they beat them last night in Golden State. Warriors were playing good basketball going into that game. So it's not like You got them struggling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like I said, I'm with you. I wouldn't pick them to get to the represent the Western Conference or anything. But 52-27 on the season. They're 2-2 with the Warriors.
Yeah.
Or they're 3-2. They're actually 2-3, excuse me.
So what?
They had a play-in game in there. Or excuse me, in-season tournament game in there.
Hmm.
That they won.
What's their defining quality? Their toughness?
Yeah.
Like,
I think that was kind of on display yesterday. Like, they had Steph a little bit flustered and all that EMA was talking about.
I'm in. That's they attribute.
That is their guy.
You know, Steph's rough night to a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a guy like that, even though he's a young guy, you know, maybe it won't click right away this playoff season. That's a guy in the playoffs that can kind of just really mess things up because the game slows down. It's a half court situation, and having to deal with him in the half court is a problem. Is an absolute problem, and I think they're actually probably designed to play a little bit more of a half court type game, playoff type game. Once you get there, I don't know about them, so I'm not gonna make no predictions about them. But I'll speak for myself. I just kind of like, oh yeah, Houston's there. They might be able to get a couple series. B-Lo and JC in Houston probably believe they can get to the Western Conference Finals. Things would have to break right, matchups, all this other stuff, but it's not inconceivable.
Okay.
You think they got it in? I mean, obviously anything could happen, but just speaking, you think they could get to the Western Conference Finals?
Nah.
I feel like the ceiling for them is one series win.
Yeah.
Two would catch me a little bit by surprise.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're talking 4 wins in a 7-game stretch against a team that's won 48 games, 47. Like, those aren't insurmountable numbers. Mm-hmm. I'd be surprised, though.
I would, too.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. I don't know, though. Like, how much would be surprising? Like, this, when you really, I mean, I guess Oklahoma City has been so far and away record, regular season record-wise. For some people, Oklahoma City falling short would be, maybe falling short at least of the conference finals would be a shock.
Mm-hmm.
But really, would anything else be super surprising?
Doesn't feel like it.
I mean, like Memphis just fell.
Right.
Like, they just got to this position. I mean, in reality, Sacramento would be the biggest surprise of all of them. I mean, Dallas would be.
Right.
Dallas, you know, if Dallas knocks off Sacramento and then goes on to make a run, that would be more surprising than Sacramento.
You think so?
Well, only because you traded Kyrie. I mean, you traded Luka. Yeah. You lost Kyrie. No one thought Anthony Davis was even going to play for you like this year after the first half or whatever that he played.
Not that it's like, you know, something that, oh, it's just you go by this. But nationally, you think people would be more surprised with a Dallas run or a Kings run? I feel like they'd be more surprised.
Probably a Kings run.
Because they always say, well, AD. And if AD's there, they justify it in that respect, even though they did lose Kyrie. Kings, I just think they don't even think about the Kings. I shouldn't even say they think they're sorry. They don't even think about them at all.
Kings would be like the most improbable finals run of all time if they made that. Like, I'm being dead serious. Be like, oh my God, how do they do this?
No, it's probably true.
Kings would be the most improbable first round run.
If the Kings knock off the Thunder in the first round, it might be the biggest upset of all time.
Yeah, I would
agree.
Thunder
with
got we,
Denver beat Seattle believe, like that. That's up there. Yeah, that was Dallas, right?
Yeah,
that was Dirk's MVP season. Well, Shea's MVP season. I don't know. Jesse might be on to something right there, because I know the We Believe Warriors didn't fire their coach.
No, didn't trade their franchise player.
And didn't have their fan base wanting to kill each other at least 10 times throughout the season.
Yeah.
We'll come back. Collapse or comeback? Is it a distinction without a difference? Either way, we got a classic over the weekend. And Geno's most improbable title yet. Steelo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. We saw a classic over the weekend. Mm. We've got a national championship game tonight. And Cooper Flagg ain't going to be a part of it.
Mm.
An 11-1 run in the final 74 seconds.
Wow.
Of that Duke-Houston game. And... man, Houston walks away with a berth in the national championship.
So I was unavailable for both games at the wedding, and you know I wasn't going to check the score there. Although one of the homies, he had the game up, the Florida Auburn game, he had it up during the cocktail hour. I was like, nah, I'm just going to chill out. And I had to go back to the room for a quick second, and that's when I pulled up the score. And I pulled up the game, and I saw Duke's final Hail Mary attempt.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, man, they lost 70-67. And Reese, he's in one of the tournament pools or whatever. He had Duke winning it, so he was, like, kind of invested. He was like, yo, I need them to get to the champ, win it, and everything. So he texted me, and he said Duke lost. And mind you, this is the first I'm seeing it because we were in a cave, too, for, like, the reception. So
what?
We were in a cave. It was fire. It was fire. We didn't get to that in a second.
What do you mean you were in a cave?
No, we can get to that now.
It was the reception was in a cave. It was fire though.
Like where can I book a cave?
Jesse's getting married. Maybe he wants to get married.
Yeah, maybe
I
want
to
get married in a cave now.
Well, they
are caves even still a thing?
I guess here at the Meritage. Yeah, go to the Meritage, the resort and spa. Dr. David probably knows about it, but it was fire. Mm-hmm. It was fire. So I say that to say there was no reception. So Reese texts me and he goes, Duke lost. I'm like, oh man, I'm sorry to hear about that, buddy. But I'm trying to, get out of this kid's system. He's like, the refs were awful in that final minute. I was like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, whatever. He sends the video.
Wow. Poor kid just pouring his heart out to dad, and he's like, all right, Squirt, leave me alone.
He sends
get away from me, little fella. I gotta get back to my cave. All right? I'm at a party in a cave.
He sends the video, a TikTok, of Cooper Flagg's over the back call. He's like, this is what I'm talking about. I go, that seemed like a rough call. I'm like, That's just all too bad. Like I said, I saw the final play, saw that. Reese is telling me to rap. That's just too bad. And then I go back to the reception. Everything's good. I settle down for the night, and I see what actually happened.
Yeah.
And I say, I couldn't wait to talk to him the next morning. Don't you dare talk to me about the referees. These guys were up 6 with, 11 seconds to go? Wow. That, because of the turnover, because of, I want to go back. I hadn't had a chance to go back and watch the game. Did they get 2 free throws on the technical? They got 2 free throws, right? So they made 1 of 2?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Can't lose that game. I ain't going to go crazy on the kids or nothing like that. Things happen, but the turnovers, the missed free throws, man, you can't lose that game, bro. That was crazy to see. Crazy.
Well, I was going to get to this in my own way, but why bother? I'll let your boy talk.
Go ahead.
Jonathan from Connecticut is back, baby. We're ready to roll. UConn.
I mean,
basketball capital of the world, baby. Stores Connecticut. The men don't win. Don't worry. Gino says, I got you. I got my girl Paige. I got my girl AZ. I got my girl Sarah Strong. And we going to bring a championship back to the basketball capital of the world.
All right. Well, let's settle down Connecticut.
Let's go Huskies, baby.
There's a little Dick Vitale in there, too.
Are you proud of yourself for this?
I've been waiting 24 hours for this. Okay. I've been thinking about this since I saw Gino and Paige hug at midcourt yesterday. What is I going to do? How are we going to make sure everybody knows that Jonathan from Connecticut is extremely happy about another UConn win?
That was a beatdown. That was a beatdown. That was two beatdowns of SC during the season. They beat them in Columbia earlier in the regular season and then in the championship game. Just took my girls out to the woodshed, man. Damn.
Hey, they've been playing the best. I'll be honest. They might be the two seed, but they were playing the best basketball heading into the tournament, and then they proved it. And of course, the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight, where Paige had, of course, two 30-point performances. Mm. But they were playing extremely well. You know, the girl I really want to talk about, which I don't think people are talking about enough, is the freshman of the year in Sarah Straw. That girl looked incredible yesterday. She's 18 years old, 18, and just on the biggest stage, did some incredible things, especially throughout this tournament. That girl is going to be a problem with a capital P for the next 3 years in stores. I'm excited to see what Sarah Strong turns into. And then AJ Fudd, man, she's got a bag. Like,
she's coming back
defensively,
too.
Like just like no other, and able to you know, be a little shifty with it. Like, I don't know. It was a very, very impressive win. Not only the blowout, you know, in the Final Four game, but also in the championship game for UConn.
Yeah, Sarah should have been a Blue Devil. That's the only bad thing about that.
No. Cooper Flagg should have been a Husky instead of a Blue Devil. Let's just make sure. He would be playing on the national championship game tonight if he was with Dan Hurley.
Probably would have cursed Dan Hurley out. Like, get out of my face.
Nobody won't play for Dan Hurley. He lost his luster now that he's not a champion. Now you're just a loser that loses in the tournament. Go yell at someone else. So, I'll tell you this, John from Connecticut. There is a coach that I will root for Geno when he's playing them. I didn't think that coach existed, but when that game started, I sat down and I thought, go Huskies.
I'm the only one that's upset here because my girls in South Carolina took the loss, man. They took the loss.
Hey, South Carolina's coaching staff, by the way, they couldn't figure out what to do.
All I saw was their head coach bitching and complaining about the way that her team is covered.
Straight up.
Like, if you're not complaining, like, if she's not complaining, she's not talking. She thinks she's growing the game, but don't fall for this growing the game stuff that she's doing. She's talking about her program. It's a recruiting tactic. Salutes, like the jerseys in the background. She's doing her thing. Go Geno. Small percentage. It's like I'm like a video game life where you have like the life meter, and every time I say go Geno, it like I lose life. Mm. Every time I say go Huskies, I lose life. Mm. If this segment goes on any longer, I'm gonna be dead. It's gonna be Jake and KC.
You can't make this up. Can't make it up, fam.
Congratulations, my man.
Thank you, guys. It's a wonderful day. It really is.
Okay. Real quick. Tonight, right?
Yeah, I would say tonight is going to be even better. Like, I think get your popcorn pop, fam. We talked about this since last week with KC on the show. You know, Houston looked incredibly well against Duke. And I know Duke, you know, they fluttered in the final 4 minutes of that game. And I think it has a lot to do with the freshmen they have on that team. But what Houston's doing with Sampson is just absolutely incredible. And then the flip side of things, like, the player of the tournament is Walter Clayton Jr. Like, that dude has skyrocketed his stock up into maybe a top five pick in this year's upcoming NBA draft, just the way he's played. Like, he has a little Dame in him, a little Steph in him as well. So Florida's looking good. Like, we are going to have a great national championship game tonight on CBS. Starts around 5 o'clock, sports section with Coach Katz at 8 o'clock tonight. But March Madness, people have been upset, and I've talked to people like, hey, we haven't had any Cinderella stories or incredible games or anything like that. Well, guys, here's the thing. It all waited to the Final Four national championship game. You know, both those Final Four games were incredible. Mm-hmm. And I think tonight's Natty is going to be the same exact thing. You've got four incredible programs, all the number one picks. I think the selection committee did it right this year. And now, because of that, we're going to have two just top dog programs going at it, trying to win a national championship tonight. And we're excited for it here on CBS 13. And I'm going to go on vacation because I need some time off.
Grinding, man. Deserved. Big grinding, absolutely.
Appreciate you, Jake. Thank you, my friend. Congratulations.
Hey, have a great night, guys. Go Huskies. Go Huskies.
Okay. All right, cut him off. Settle down. Just hang up
settle
on
down.
Him.
I let it happen before, but no, we don't need to run it back.
Shout out to John from Connecticut.
Shout out, John.
All right, John.